Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. Hopefully everyone was able to get out and get a little sun yesterday afternoon. And of course, getting a little sun always makes us start to think about spring and the possibilities of planting a garden. It's obviously too early to get started with the planting, but it's not too early to start some seedlings indoors that can be transplanted outside later in the year. A couple common questions or issues that people run into when getting started with their seedlings indoors. First of all, we have some that get tall and spindly. Tall spindly growth is a common problem and is often caused by insufficient light, excessive watering, high temperatures, over-fertilization, or crowded conditions. When grown properly, short, stocky transplants should be the result of starting your seedlings indoors. To achieve this, immediately after germination, you want to move the seedlings to an area with a temperature between 60 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit and place them under fluorescent lights. A standard shop fixture containing two 40-watt tubes, make sure one is cool white and one is warm white, will work fine. A sunny window usually doesn't provide sufficient light or long enough light. Make sure you position the fluorescent light no more than 4 to 6 inches above the seedlings and leave it on for 12 to 14 hours a day to get the proper day length to germinate the seedlings. You also want to make sure to thoroughly water them when the soil surface becomes dry to the touch and fertilize every 2 weeks with a diluted fertilizer solution. Seedlings growing in flats should be transplanted into individual pots or cell packs when the first true leaves appear. If you have seedlings that start indoors, collapse and die shortly after germination, it may be caused by damping off. Damping off is caused by several different fungi. Environmental conditions associated with damping off include poorly drained potting soil, overcrowding, and excessive watering. You can usually prevent this by using clean containers every year, a sterile, well-drained potting mix, and following good cultural practices. If you have containers that you use year after year, make sure that you wash those previously used containers in soapy water and then disinfect them by dipping them into a solution with 1 part chlorine bleach and 9 parts water. You also want to sow your seeds thinly to avoid overcrowding. Flower and vegetable seeds need an evenly moist potting mix for good germination, and after germination, you should allow the potting soil to dry somewhat between waterings. If you start flowers and vegetable seedlings in peat pots, you may have problems with a whitish mold appearing. This white or brown mold that grows on the surface of peat pots and other organic materials doesn't look the best, but it shouldn't harm your healthy seedlings. However, that may be an indication of excessive moisture levels, which, as we've mentioned, can harm your seedlings. Overwatering, of course, may lead to damping off or other serious problems. To avoid problems associated with overwatering, again, make sure you allow the potting soil to dry somewhat between the waterings, and the proper watering will also minimize the growth of molds on the surface of the peat pots. Another common issue that we see is yellowing green seedlings if they're started indoors. This is usually used due to a nutrient deficiency. Nitrogen and phosphorus deficiencies can occur when flower and vegetable seedlings are started indoors. Symptoms include yellow-green foliage and stunted plant growth. If you have phosphorus-deficient plants, they may have purplish leaves. Applying a dilute fertilizer solution once every 2 weeks should help supply adequate nutrients to the seedlings. Now, once you're ready to transplant your seedlings outdoors, of course you want to make sure you do that at the right time of the year. We have a garden calendar available at the Extension office that gives you all sorts of hints on the timing of when you want to do your plantings indoors, when you want to transplant them outdoors, some other tips for general garden care and timing, as well as reminders on when and how to properly care for your houseplants. So if you're interested in one of those, we encourage you to stop by and pick one up. Lots of good tips available on those, only $6 a piece at the Extension office. A few of the upcoming dates on the Extension garden calendar. For sowing seeds indoors tomorrow, or today, February 15th, for geraniums, February 26th is a good time to start seeding your broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower indoors, so you can transplant them outdoors when the weather gets warmer. On March 3rd is a good time to start planting your petunias and impatiens in pots indoors so they can be transplanted outdoors later. Around March 9th is a good time to pot up your dahlias, cannas, and tuberous begonias and get them ready to go. And on March 14th, or thereabouts, you can start sowing your pepper and eggplant seeds indoors for planting outdoors. So, starting today with your geraniums, now is the time to start thinking about what you would like to have in your garden this coming year and start doing a little pre-work indoors to make it happen. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson for Iowa State University Extension in Cass County.